It's Thursday, June 11th, 2020. My name is Mitchell Tulin, and this is The Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV41. Tim Albright is joined by Derek Yonkis and Sean Reed talking about cybersecurity. Sean Reed starts off talking about the importance of starting the conversation with your IT team about having a secure and protected network.
Well, we definitely need to be aware and be educated in IT security, especially in the big change in the AV network infrastructure. 5-6 years ago, when AV over IP was just really blowing up, it was a discussion, and I found a lot of times you bring it up and the client would say, "Ooh, no, because it sounds like more money." Now they're talking about, "Oh, everything's going over our network. Okay, what about security? Talk to this guy, talk to this person." Okay, now everyone wants to talk about it. AV integrators don't like touching IT about as much as IT people like touching AV. And there's the third hybrid where there are IT integrators who are now doing AV and are trying to merge those two worlds. I was at ISE this year. No one was talking about security. They were talking about, look how fancy the camera is. Look how sleek the microphone is. No mentions of security, which I found strange. When I would go to a booth and ask the question, they'd be like, "Well, here's the specs on our projector. Here's the specs on our mic. Well, what about security?" No one was talking about it. There was almost no discussion. And when the majority of the displays were about command control centers, I'm like, "So you want me to pitch that to a nuclear power plant, but you have nothing to tell me about security?" Doesn't make any sense. I won't say which vendor that was. Don't want to put them, on blast. But I just noticed the lack of it. I'm sure ISE and, Infocom and DSE, everything going forward, security will be a major issue as now such a large portion of the workforce is working remotely. So yes, AV integrators need to have, I believe, and always should, an IT person to handle IT matters. Sometimes your client has a full IT workforce that you can rely on and work with. Sometimes they have a full IT workforce that you can't work with because they're just,
difficult. You can't work with them.
It's just a bunch of guys with their cats living in their mom's basement. What can you do? Wow. But they should have somebody inside as an AV person at the AV firm that is an IT person who specifically does deal with the back and forth and answer those questions, who can actually navigate the client's network and show them any vulnerabilities or address any issues. I did a project recently for the University of Wisconsin, and I started off with one IT person in the meetings and ended up with six because, that part of the network's not my problem. I only deal with hardware. I only deal with patching. It's like, okay, guys, give me a point person, please. And it never was. It was just a mess. And I ended up having to coordinate their own IT staff at great cost to the client because now I was that IT project manager, not an AV project manager. So yes, it's important.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.